KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 24 degrees. We look for it to be partly foggy this morning and partly to mostly cloudy for the rest of the day, and a high around 32. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports as of 7 a.m., there were 1,164 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in test results that had been received to the lab since 10 a.m. on Friday. For a pandemic total to date of 295,116, and there were 59 additional deaths associated with COVID-19 reported yesterday for a total of 4,124. In our area, there was one additional death in Adair County, four more in Montgomery County, two additional deaths in Pottawatomie County, and of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 is reported as the underlying cause for 3,777 of them and a contributing factor to 347 deaths. The IDPH says this morning there are currently 90 COVID-19 outbreaks among long-term care facilities in the state, and that is six more than yesterday. Those outbreaks account for 2,139 of Iowa's current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at LTCs account for 1,679 of the state's total deaths. Health officials say 1,070 long-term care facility patients and staff have recovered from the virus. Hospitalizations across the state are down again. There were 579 hospitalized yesterday and 549 today. IDPH says 110 patients are in an ICU. That's two more than Friday. 75 were admitted to hospitals compared to 89 yesterday. And 47 patients are on ventilators compared to 51 on Friday. The numbers are slightly higher, though, in western and southwest Iowa, where RMCC Region 4 says there are 44 hospitalized compared to 41 on Friday, 19 in an ICU, three more than yesterday. 10 were admitted to a hospital compared to 5 on Friday, and 8 people are on a ventilator. According to the state's website, 1,390,859 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19 to date. Iowa's average reported positivity rate for the last 14 days increased from 14.7% on Friday to 14.8% today. And health officials say 255,104 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. Officials with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say a conservation officer from northwest Iowa is the first law enforcement officer to die from COVID-19 in the state. KCCI said Steve Reghard died Friday at about 10 a.m. Reghard began having symptoms of coronavirus before Christmas and was in the hospital for several weeks. He started his career as a park ranger in 2005 before being promoted in 2012 to conservation officer. Reghard was described as being well-known in the area and an outstanding officer. Conservation officers are sworn peace officers, just like state troopers and police officers. A Des Moines man seen in the deadly riots in the U.S. Capitol Wednesday has been booked into the Polk County Jail. KCCI reports 41-year-old Doug Jensen was being held there for now. He's one of several people wanted by the FBI in connection to Wednesday's riots. His employer, Forrest & Associates Masonry in Des Moines, says Jensen no longer works there. Numerous Associated Press photos show Jensen inside the Capitol on Wednesday. He's shown wearing a stocking cap and a QAnon T-shirt over a hooded sweatshirt. Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines has announced that she supports the impeachment of President Trump. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Axne, who is the only Democrat in Iowa's congressional delegation, says the president's actions and rhetoric clearly pose what she describes as a grave threat to our nation's citizens and our democracy. Yesterday, Axne had called upon Vice President Pence and members of the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office. Axne says since Pence is not pursuing that, the only constitutional option left for Congress is to approve articles of impeachment. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion has issued a statement this morning saying she will oppose impeachment because the country does not need further division now. Hinson cited Trump's statement last night saying he is supporting the peaceful transition of power to President-elect Biden. I'm O.K. Henderson.
During an appearance Thursday on Iowa Public Radio, Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa made it clear that she opposes removing Trump from office. Miller Meeks said with 2 weeks remaining on his term and the president having said there will be a peaceful transition to President-elect Biden, it's time to try and unify our nation and help us heal. Congressman Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hull, issued a written statement calling for unity. Feenstra says any effort by the House to impeach President Trump will only deepen divisions, and he will strongly oppose any attempt to remove the president from office prior to the end of his term. The Republican leaders in the Iowa legislature say they're confident in the security at the Capitol building in Des Moines. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny said Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol was a sad day for the country.
This is a great country that has given me so much and given all of us so much. Allowed me to grow up in Grinnell, go play football at Iowa State, become a state senator. Violence like that should never stand and should always be condemned.
House Speaker Pat Grassley of New Hartford says Americans have every right to express their opinions in a nonviolent way.
Hope this is not the way that this country is moving towards. I've been very consistent on what, even going back into the summer, that's not the proper way to do it. There's a proper way to do it, and what we've seen the last 8 months isn't always it.
There were protests in June outside the 135-year-old Iowa Capitol building when the legislature was in session.
Between the security that we have in the Capitol and then the State Patrol as well, I think that we're well equipped, and I think some of what we saw in June, if it were to be anything like that, that kind of prepared us and know some of the steps that may need to happen.
Whitfer said the small group of people who protested in the U.S. Capitol do not speak for Iowa Republicans.
You know, part of the reason we've been successful here in Iowa with our elections, in the House, in the Senate, with the governor, is because we focused on Iowa, and we focused on what we need to do to make Iowa the best state we can, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
The lawmakers made their comment during a taping of Iowa Press, which next airs tomorrow on Iowa PBS. A white man who deliberately sped his car through a crowd of racial injustice protesters in Iowa City, striking many of them, will avoid prison and have the incident erased from his record if he stays out of trouble for 3 years. A judge has granted a deferred judgment for 45-year-old Michael Ray Stepanek, who told police he drove his Toyota Camry through the crowd last August because protesters needed a, quote, attitude adjustment. The sentence means Stepanek will have a felony charge of willful injury, resulting in bodily injury, dismissed and expunged if he doesn't commit a crime during a 3-year term of probation. A federal judge says Iowa must pay more than $4.9 million in fees to attorneys who sued over treatment of juvenile boys at the Eldora State Boys Training School. Former students at the school and advocacy groups sued the state in 2017, contending the center used inhumane methods to control the boys. Judge Stephanie Rose ruled last year that the methods were torture and ordered the center to change. The plaintiffs did not seek any monetary damages. The state then argued the plaintiffs' attorneys' fees were inflated. Rose ruled this week that attorneys were due all but $10,000 they had sought. A former Iowa trash collection official has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in federal prison and ordered to pay restitution in the amount of more than $1.6 million. Federal prosecutors in Des Moines say Jeffrey Dworek of Urbandale was sentenced Friday to 57 months in prison after pleading guilty last August to one count of federal mail fraud. Dworek had been the director of operations for Metro Waste Authority from 1996 until he resigned in 2017. He was arrested and indicted in 2019. Prosecutors say Dworek set up a shell company purported to provide services to Metro Waste Authority and then paid out company funds for his own use between 2012 and 2017. He also took kickbacks from various vendors. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.